I'm Katie Souza, and you're watching Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. Have you ever been bitten by a snake? If so, it was probably because you didn't see it, even though it was right under your feet. Well, it's the same with demonic serpents. We're being bitten by them right now because we don't know they're there. When the Bible says that we've been given power to trample on serpents and scorpions, it's not just talking about snakes in the natural. It's referring to demonic spirits that appear in the form of serpents and scorpions. So does that mean a demonic snake can wrap itself around you like some kind of horror movie? You know what? That's actually not too far-fetched. Snakes are masters of camouflage and could be right in front of you and even be wrapped around areas of your life, causing all kinds of trouble, and you wouldn't even know it. Jesus himself said in the Great Commission that we are called to take up serpents. The words take up mean to remove anything that's attached to anything. This means these demonic serpents can attach themselves to anything and everything in your life. Last week, we talked about how the fire of God burns up the chaff inside of you that you have in common with these snakes. That chaff is the wounded areas inside your soul that allow demonic spirits to attack you. Let's join the conference now so I can show you how the fire of God also drives these snakes out of their hiding places so you can see them and know that they're the cause of the issue you're battling with. Then you can get rid of these beasts for good. There was this lady in the meeting, and her name was Pat. She had been diagnosed with a breast tumor, a very large tumor. I think she was stage 4, but I'm not sure. She was the head intercessor for this church that I went to speak at. I hadn't met her before she got the miracle, but I heard the story afterwards. In the meeting, she's learning the same thing you're going to learn today. And instantly, she has a miracle. A serpent comes off her body, and that large tumor completely disappears in an instant. It was so awesome. It was her birthday, so she was super happy. And her husband's this big, tall guy. She's this little, cute little woman, adorable. She comes up to tell the story about how she's poking around the tumor. She can't find it. It's completely gone. She's so excited. Her husband comes up, and he loves to pick her up, lift her up, and squeeze her with all his might and put her down. But he hadn't been able to do that because she had so much pain from this tumor in her breast. But when she testified, he ran up there, picked her up, lifted her up, squeezed her, set her down, and she looked up at him with tears in her eyes and said, "And it didn't even hurt." And he bawled his eyes out. It was awesome. "Behold, I have given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by in any means harm you." Wow, did you hear that? This is the Great Commission, okay? This is Jesus, and he's telling us as believers what we're supposed to do, right? We're supposed to go out and preach the gospel to everyone in the world, to every creature, right? We're supposed to have signs following us. We're supposed to lay hands on the sick and they will get well. We're supposed to deliver people of demons. And we're also supposed to, quote, take up serpents. That's actually in the Great Commission. But I never hear anybody talking about it. What does that mean to take up a serpent? The word take up there is the Greek word airo, and it means this: to take off or away what is attached to anything. To take off and away what is attached to anything. We're supposed to take up serpents. We're supposed to take them off of what they are attached to. Dunamis also comes in the level of fire. Fire, I like to call it dunamis on crack. Well, that fire diffuses into your soul and it changes you. It heals you. What does it say in Malachi 3:2? It says, "Who can abide the day of his coming? Who shall stand when he appeareth? He is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap." So he's saying fire does what? Refine you. It acts like soap. What does soap do? Clean you up, baby. Come on, it cleans you up. Now, you know what else the fire does? It also drives that snake out of hiding. You see, remember what Genesis 3 says? The serpent was the most craftiest, subtlest beast of the field. They're sneaky, okay? They're smart, and they're sneaky. And they sneak in, and they cause stuff like breast cancer. I've seen it myself. they cause stuff like back pains, diseases, all kinds of diseases and disorders, mental disorders, financial issues, but we don't see them, so we don't know they're there because they're hidden, they're sneaky. They've hidden themselves. But the fire drives the serpent out of hiding so you can see, oh, wow, it is a snake. Would have never guessed, because snakes hate fire. Do you remember the story with Paul in the island of Malta? Do you remember that? Acts 28, it says, Paul had been shipwrecked. He came up on the beach on an island of Malta, right? It was a cold night. It was raining. The islanders there were helping them. They started building a fire for them to get heated up. And it says in verse 3, when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and he laid them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened to his hand. But he shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm. You see, Paul was gathering up sticks for this fire. And he didn't realize that as he's walking around, he's carrying around with him a poisonous serpent. Selah. He's carrying around with him a poisonous serpent, and he doesn't know it. I walked around with a snake that was causing restless leg syndrome. My husband walked around with a snake that was causing him insomnia. My friend Russell was walking around with a snake that was causing him gout. Pat was walking around with a snake that made a cancerous tumor in her breast. And we don't know it. We're walking around. You know, it says that he picked up a bundle of sticks. You know what that word bundle means? This is crazy. I couldn't believe it when I looked it up in the Greek. It means this, the multitude of men. You see, the multitude of men are carrying around snakes and they don't even know it. And they're causing all types of issues and we would never guess. We would never guess that it was a demonic serpent. But when Paul took that bundle of sticks and threw it on the fire, snakes hate fire. The heat of the fire drove that snake out of its hiding place so he could see it. Now, it bit him, but he shook it off back into the fire. He was unharmed, and the fire burned it up. Last year, I had breast cancer. I didn't know what it was at first, but I was developing a large trench in my breast. When I say large, it's the size of my pinky, like that. So I think that's pretty large. And they say when your breast starts changing shape radically like that, that is a sign that something's wrong and it could possibly be breast cancer. Well, I didn't know exactly what it was or what was causing it. And I had just got this revelation, thank you, Jesus. And the Lord told me one night to soak in the fire. Now, what does that mean? You know, you can pick a fire song, like, set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. You can have a song, and a fire song, and play it, and just totally, like set a fire down in my soul, God, and just sing along with it, put it on repeat, and just worship to that. And that fire that is released through your worship will drive the snake out of hiding. Snakes hate fire. We talked to Georgia Marshall, talked to some firefighters, and they said one of the things that firefighters hate the most is not the flames, but it's the snakes running full force out of the forest at the firefighters because they're running away from the fire. They hate fire. They hate fire. When you begin to like put a fire song on or get all the scriptures in the Bible about fire, there's tons of them. God builds a hedge of fire around you. He burns up the enemies, your enemies before him with his devouring fire. I mean, there's some amazing fire scriptures in the Bible. Get all those and just begin to decree them. Begin to decree them. I made a fire disc for myself to soak to myself. I just read all the fire stuff, put music to it. It's on the table in the back. I play it at night while I'm sleeping. I'll like be praying along with all the fire scriptures, decreeing them. As I'm listening to it, I'll be going on the fire. He builds a wall of fire around me in the name of Jesus. And then I fall asleep. But the fire keeps the decree up, you see. The disc is on repeat. So it just keeps on decreeing it over me and decreeing it over me and decreeing it over me, right? And snakes hate fire. Remember, Paul was walking around. He didn't even know he was carrying a poisonous viper in that bundle of sticks. But when he threw it on the fire drove the serpent out of its hiding place. So I didn't know what was causing the breast cancer. But God told me to soak in fire one night. I was on tour. I wasn't even at home. I'm in some strange bedroom. I play a fire song on repeat all night, and I'm singing along, "All consuming fire." Then I'd wake up about an hour later, and it would still be playing. I'd be like, "You're my heart's desire, living flame of love." Like, I did that all night long, soaking to the fire, just decreeing it over myself. Well, it was decreeing itself over me. And in the morning, I saw a vision. I saw a vision of the arm. I had had swollen lymph nodes, pain in there, the trench forming in my breast. I saw that part of my arm and my chest covered with a bandage, and it had blood all over it. And I remember I looked up the word bandage, right? And it means a strip of material, such as gauze, used to protect or compress or support a wound. Right there, God said, "You have a wound inside of you." And then the next vision I saw was of a poisonous serpent up on its tail. It had the triangular jaws, meaning it has the venom glands. The triangular jawed snakes have venom glands in the points of their jaw. And he said, "That bandage, I showed you a bandage so you'd know you have a wound, you have something in your soul in common with this snake I just showed you, this poisonous viper." And so I looked at that and I said, "What's it doing, God?" And he says, "It's giving you breast cancer. It's the reason why you have the trench." And see, what happened was, is I soaked in, oh my gosh, all I did was pick a fire song, put it on repeat, and sing along with it as best as I could all night long. And you know what happened? It healed that wound in my soul. And that's what, and then it drove that serpent out of its hiding place so I could see it and know what it was. Do you understand? It did two things for me. God showed me you had a wound, but the fire got it. You had a snake, but the fire drove it out of hiding. So now I saw it, and the Bible says the secret things belong to God, but the things revealed to us belong to us. So I knew, "You're mine, sucker." Right? So I prophetically grabbed it by the head, because when you see the head, that means you can get it. If you don't see the head, keep on soaking in fire till you do. I grabbed it and I threw it out to the abyss and commanded it to never return and to burn. Amen? Now get this. Like a week or two later, right? I'm at home now. And for 3 or 4 nights in a row, oh, my breast hurt so bad. All night long, it was aching, painful. And I was getting worried. I was like, "God, did I not get it? I mean, is it going to get worse? What happened? Didn't I do it?" It wasn't that at all. You know what it was? God was now, because the serpent was gone, the wound inside of me was healed, both by the fire, right? Now he was rebuilding it. And after the end of those 3 days, that trench completely filled in. Completely. I didn't have to go to the doctor. I didn't have to have a chemo. I didn't have to have nothing. And then right after that is when Pat got healed of the big tumor she had in her breast. So don't think I'm nuts when I'm talking about a snake causing breast cancer, but I'm telling you, it is. But fire, the blood and fire can drive it out, amen?
And the Lord showed me a picture of a serpent that was attacking me in a certain area of my body that had been for many, many years. And it's very, very personal. I can't really share the details, but I can tell you that I saw the mouth open at me as I was laying there soaking. And I barely remember doing it because I was starting to fall asleep. But I took the thing and I grabbed it and I said, "Into the fire, into the abyss you go, to burn and do not return."
Wow. Okay. Did you hear that? And can you feel the difference? Can you tell the difference already?
Yes, I can tell the difference already. I know that there is a change. It's been a recurring infection problem, and I know that there's a change.
Tell us your name, babe.
Yvette.
Yvette, what happened?
My knee, I have been having problems with my knee for the longest. I couldn't do nothing with this knee. I couldn't go up the steps. I couldn't go down the steps. I couldn't do this. I couldn't do nothing. Oh, God, I thank you. Glory. Hey, buddy, I knew how long it's been. Oh, God, I thank you. They said it was arthritis, bone on bone. Do you hear me? Oh, glory. Oh, thank you. Oh, glory, God. Thank you, Lord.
Did you hear that? Did I hear you you right. They told you, the doctors told you it was arthritis and it was bone on bone.
Well, yes, they did.
How long have you...
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God. Woo! Come on, get a big shout for God right now.
Part of your generous gift today will help Katie bring hope and healing to thousands of prison inmates everywhere.
When I was in prison, my friend in the cell next to me died of cancer. After that, God told me I was going to have a healing ministry because his people in prison are sick and he wants them well. Today when I go into prisons, I see extraordinary miracles of every kind. There is a real revival burning behind the walls, and with your help, the fire will spread to the world.
As a thank you for your generous gift of $87 or more, Katie will send you Serpent and the Soul and Fire Soak. And now, Katie will also include her teaching and soak, Communion for Your Soul. Go online to katiesouza.tv with your gift today or call 1-800-789-7895.
Did you know that Jesus gave us power to trample on serpents for a reason? Because these demonic spirits are attacking us and we don't even know it. They could be causing problems like cancer, drug addiction, Parkinson's, mental disorders, and countless other things. In this series, I show you how to drive these serpents out of hiding to receive your miracle.
Call now, 1-800-789-7895, or go online to katiesouza.tv with your gift of $87 or more, and Katie will thank you by sending you a copy of Serpent and the Soul and Fire Soak, in addition to Communion for Your Soul, Teaching and Soak. These are powerful weapons in your spiritual battle, and your gift will minister to thousands of prisoners around the world.
We're like Paul. All of us, we're carrying around a poisonous viper, and we don't even know it. I did not know that this thing that was happening to me was a snake. I did not know it. But the fire drove it out of hiding. Now, look what happened to Paul after that happened, okay? It says that he went on. He gets bit by the snake. He's totally unhurt. I think the fire burned the chaff away in his soul, okay? He's totally unhurt. He shakes that snake back off in the fire. It destroys it, and then he goes. And he meets with Publius, who's the head man of the island, and Publius's father was sick with a dysentery. He lays hands on him, prays for him, and Publius is healed. And then it says that the rest of the people on the snake-infested island came with all their diseases, and everyone that had a disease was healed when Paul prayed for them. You see, what happens is when you get rid of the serpents you're carrying around, then you're going to go and pray for the rest of the snake-infested people on your island, and they're going to get healed. You can't heal. You can't get rid of something that you're carrying. You can't command snakes to leave if you're carrying them. You get rid of them, and then you will be able to de-snakeify everybody else. Father. Father, I said, Father, I thank you. I thank you that this room is full of your angels, which are ministering spirits. Spirits that minister in flames of fire, his ministers of flames of fire, that your word, you said in Jeremiah 23, that your word, is it not like fire, like a hammer that breaks rock to pieces? I decree as the word has gone forth, fire has been released. As the word has gone forth, the ministers of fire, your fiery angels, have gone to work because the Bible says that they heed the word of the Lord and they're able to go anywhere, even into our television audience and help them. That ministering angels are heeding to your word as I've spoken your word, and they've gone to release fire into this auditorium, fire into the homes of people that are watching this broadcast. And that as I speak the word, it says, is not my word like a fire? Jeremiah 23, and like a hammer that breaks rocks in pieces, that as I've been releasing the word, it is fire, and it's breaking the rocks in pieces. It's removing the chaff in the name of Jesus. I decree right now, fire is diffusing in your soul. Say it with me, say fire. It's dunamis. I'm excellent of soul. That fire is diffusing into my soul. It's burning up the chaff inside me. Jesus is baptizing me with a whole new level of fire inside and outside. He's separating the chaff from the wheat and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire. I decree everything in me is being coated by the blood of Jesus, and the fiery presence of God is not my fire. A refiner's fire, it's like fuller's soap. It leaves neither root nor branch. Now just start decreeing that over you right now. Start decreeing that over you right now. Put your hand on your belly. Say, right now, burn. Burn, burn inside of me, fire. Burn inside of me, fire of God. Burn inside of me, fire of God. Come right now. Leave neither root nor branch. Right now, burn, burn. Diffuse into my soul, fire of God. Dunamis fire, burn. Diffuse into my soul right now. Diffuse into my mind. Diffuse into my emotions. Diffuse into my will. Burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. It's unquenchable fire. Unquenchable fire going right now into the soul realm. We receive your fire right now. 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 Can I have Susan up here? We receive your fire right now, the whole team up here. In the name of Jesus now. In the name of Jesus now. In the name of Jesus now. Right now. In Jesus' name. 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 Psalms 21 says, your hand will find all your enemies. Your right hand will find those who hate you. You will make them as a fiery oven in the time of your anger. You will destroy their offspring from the earth. Yes, Lord, burn up her enemies right now with fire. Just like Paul, he threw that snake into the fire and it was burned up. Burn up all of our enemies right now with the fire. Remove everything in us that's in common right now in Jesus' name. Never say, fire is burning up anything I have in common. Fire is burning up everything I have in common in my soul right now. In the name of Jesus, everything I have in common, everything I have in common, burning up with the fire, burning up with the fire. Say it with me some more. Everything I have in common, burning up with the fire of God. Dunamis fire, burning up everything I have in common. I am excellent of soul. I am excellent of soul. I am excellent of soul.
Wow, did you feel that? It's working. Jesus said we're to take up serpents, so let's do that right now. We're going to do a prophetic act. When I count to three, I want you to reach down to the place on your body where you have disease or pain, and by faith, grab the head of that snake and pull it off. Then we're gonna throw it into the abyss and command it to burn and never return. We're gonna do it together. Ready? On three. One, two, three, reach down and grab it. Okay, now pull it off your body, pull it off. Now throw it into the abyss and say this with me, burn and never return. Say it one more time, burn and never return in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, now check your body. Many of you are gonna find that your pain or disease is totally gone. If it isn't yet, don't give up hope. It's either because that issue isn't being caused by a snake or because you need more fire to burn up the chaff in your soul and to drive that serpent out of its hiding place.
Part of your generous gift today will help Katie bring hope and healing to thousands of prison inmates everywhere.
When I was in prison, my friend in the cell next to me died of cancer. After that, God told me I was going to have a healing ministry because his people in prison are sick and he wants them well. Today when I go into prisons, I see extraordinary miracles of every kind. There is a real revival burning behind the walls, and with your help, the fire will spread to the world.
As a thank you for your generous gift of $87 or more, Katie will send you Serpent and the Soul and Fire Soak. And now, Katie will also include her teaching and soak, Communion for Your Soul. Go online to katiesouza.tv with your gift today or call 1-800-789-7895.
Did you know that Jesus gave us power to trample on serpents for a reason? because these demonic spirits are attacking us and we don't even know it. They could be causing problems like cancer, drug addiction, Parkinson's, mental disorders, and countless other things. In this series, I show you how to drive these serpents out of hiding to receive your miracle.
Call now, 1-800-789-7895, or go online to katiesouza.tv with your gift of $87 or more, and Katie will thank you by sending you a copy of Serpent and the Soul and Fire Soak, in addition to Communion for Your Soul, Teaching, and Soak. These are powerful weapons in your spiritual battle, and your gift will minister to thousands of prisoners around the world.
Hi, I'm Katie Souza, inviting you to join me at Dominion 2018. We've seen extraordinary miracles happen in our events. People throwing away their leg braces and canes, getting out of wheelchairs, tossing their hearing aids, metal coming out of people's bodies, and all kinds of diseases being healed, including stage 4 cancer. Don't miss your miracle. See you there.
Katie is coming to Denver April 13th and 14th. Katie will show you how to operate in the gifts of the Spirit and take hold of the promises of God available to you. Katie has witnessed God do hundreds of miracles of every kind. Feeble knees made strong, metal coming out of people's bodies, blind eyes gaining sight, supernatural weight loss, and more. Go online to katiesouza.com and click on the Events tab to register. Destined for Dominion, Denver, April 13th and 14th. Reserve your seat today.
I really want to encourage you to spend this next week soaking in fire. Put on your favorite song that sings about the fire of God. Take some concentrated time focusing and decreeing scripture about God's fire, or even sing along with your favorite fire song in the car, or before you go to bed, or play it on repeat as you sleep. This simple process will heal your soul, drive out these hidden serpents, and bring you miracles of every kind. Tune in next week as I show you through scripture how you could have serpents interfering and choking out your anointing and your gifting. See you then.